Got Mike, who needs some help with a flooring project. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got an older house built in the 40s. It's got original hardwood floors in it.
Right.
The previous owner had put that laminate flooring on it, and it had been damaged, and so we pulled that up. And underneath the hardwood floor, most of it's in pretty good shape, but there's a few sections where there's some obvious termite damage,
okay.
And there's one or two floorboards that are not floorboards, but pieces of hardwood that have been just taken out, and they filled in with some other kind of wood just to kind of cover the hole.
Sure.
So I'm wondering if, like piece by piece, if it can be kind of pulled out and replaced, or
yeah,
if I need to take out a whole big section like that.
No, not at all. Not a problem. Pretty easy fix for a good carpenter. What you do is you take a circular saw and you set the depth at whatever the hardwood floor is. So let's assume it's 3/4 of an inch. You do a couple of plunge cuts into the boards you want to remove. You know, put a couple of slices in it, you know, parallel to the grain. And then you start, you know, breaking it apart and, you know, a little bit of chisel work and basically extracting that piece of wood, sort of surgically extracting it from the floor. And then you take the new hardwood, and it's probably oak. Is that correct?
Yeah, it looks like oak, I think.
Yeah, it was typically oak. And when you put the floor back together, you may have to adjust the tongue and the groove. Sometimes you have to cut off the bottom part of the groove so you can overlap the old board, if you know what I mean, and lock it down there. You may have to use a couple of screws to face screw it right through the board into the floor and then cover that with a plug. When you're all said and done, if you do a nice, neat job, it'll look good. It'll be all well adjusted and sitting together nicely. You're going to have to, at that point, sand it probably to match the height of the other floor and refinish it. And even after you do all that, you probably will see a color differentiation between the new wood and the old wood. However, that will fade over the next year or two, and then it will look very even.
Okay, so I'll probably have to... I'm planning on refinishing the whole floor anyways, so when I sand that down, that'll even it out.
Well, the sanding will even it out, but just remember there's still going to be a color differentiation unless you decide to stain the whole thing, which is, you know, it's okay if you want to change the color. But if you don't stain it, remember, you'll have one that's a little more red, one that's a little more white. It'll look almost stripey, but eventually it will fade and match.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.